Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And to discuss the Nats on a huge news day, Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post joins us now. Spencer, you were over at Paul Toboni's introductory press conference today. Let's just start with him, and then we'll get to the big story of the day, which was ownership speaking for the first time in a long time. What did you make of the new president of baseball ops?
Yeah, frankly, I was really impressed. It's hard to go up there when you haven't really put a plan in place, per se. But I think a lot of the things that he alluded to were really smart. I think he was fair in kind of assessing that, hey, he can't necessarily put a timeline out there or say, hey, we're going to be ready to compete for October this year, anything like that. But I think the overall philosophy, and based on what I've heard from people around the game, the kind of aptitude for aligning within an organization, emphasizing areas where the Nats have really struggled, which is player development and scouting, to be so on top of it in that realm. And just kind of the way he spoke, it all impressed me and kind of stood out to me as someone who is ready to lead an organization at, 35 years old.
What does fully supported by ownership mean?
Yeah, it's a great question, right? What it means in a larger baseball context is probably different from what it means in this context, which I think is what we're alluding to a little bit here. Fully supported by ownership in this world could mean, hey, he has the latitude to spend on, you know, scouting the minor leagues and paying for those things. Basically the ability to allocate his budget as he wishes is at least what my early read on it would be. I can't say that for certain just because of what this ownership group has been for so long. The other way that you can read into it is, hey, he'll be able to spend whatever he needs, whenever he needs. Frankly, I wouldn't say that that's necessarily where he's at right now.
Spencer, the ownership group was represented on the dais. Mark Lerner was the only of the three up there that ended up speaking, and he was only asked two questions, but he was able to give some comments for the first time in a long time about the commitment of ownership to the team. He guaranteed that they would get back to where they should be. What did you take out of, you know, his few remarks today?
Yeah, again, I think part of what I take out is what wasn't said, right? I don't think what was said, you know, maybe matters a little bit in the sense that, hey, as you said, like, we want to get this place back to being the way that it used to be and, you know, get it back to being a winner. But what wasn't said is, hey, we're ready to, you know, make a strong financial commitment, or, hey, we have a plan in place, or, hey, we want to do X, Y, Z. I think a lot of that speaks to the reporting we've done at the Post in terms of what the situation with ownership is and that they're not necessarily aligned on everything. Again, I think it's a great first step that the, you know, the learners were up there, that they were transparent and visible. But maybe transparent is the wrong word there, because at least for me, I'm taking more away from what wasn't said than what was.
Yeah. When will we know in this regard, Spencer? I mean, it's a big first step, honestly. I think they already proved something or put a deposit in the bank by going to get Paul Toboni, right? I mean, they hired the search firm. They found the young, you know, whippersnapper up-and-coming candidate, both the pocket protector and the scouting background kind of merging into one in the exact kind of executive I think a lot of fans and folks like me were excited about. So that's a good first step. When do you think we'll know that sort of the proof is in the pudding, where they go, you know what, they are going to do what it takes to compete at the highest level? Not necessarily a Mets payroll, but more than, you know, a July Pirates lineup.
Yeah, I think it's a gray area, right? Like, if we find out in the middle of the season that, hey, they've started to spend on getting more scouts or getting more analysts or whatever, like, that is kind of the year one step that at least I'm looking at. The year two step is, hey, say they take a step and win 76 games next year, and they've done everything at the coaching staff, and they've hired the right people. Really, it's next offseason if they start to spend, where I start to look at it and say, okay, are you really making the sort of financial commitment that it demands? But at least in the short term, I'm looking at, hey, are they increasing the number of people within the organization, and are they making the kind of right hires and investments there?
So along those lines, just to kind of dig a little deeper into that, I'm with you on the paying for players next offseason. What should the blueprint look like for this offseason, or what would be kind of how you'd go about this, how you think they should go about this?
Yeah, again, it's a little tricky to say. The easiest answer is start to pay for some pitching. Again, I know they have to do a much, much better job of developing that, but there really aren't very many starters in the organization who are healthy and ready to pitch in the big leagues next year, who have any sort of stuff. I mean, really, it's Cade Cavalli in terms of starting at the start of next offseason. Outside of Cade Cavalli and Mackenzie Gore, I'm not really sure who that is. I think you probably, I don't want to say you have to float Mackenzie Gore in trade conversations, but I think you at least have to listen when teams call. I think that you know, whole concept is going to get brought back up this offseason. But really, pitching is the number one area where I think there's major room to grow, both in terms of getting leaders for the young guys and just getting some guys with some sort of stuff in the organization.
What's good here? Like, in other words, like, there's got to be something that enticed a guy like Paul Toboni to come. Obviously, we could talk about a couple of the young pieces, but there, what sort of nuts and bolts make him go, yeah, I can build this house?
Yeah, well, and again, it's a little confusing, but I think that the main point that I take out of it is, A, one, there's only 30 jobs in all of baseball you can do this. Two, he seems like a really, really smart guy. And if a guy who was able to kind of revolutionize what they do in Boston, you can read any of the articles, you can talk to anyone over there, really played a very integral role in what they've done reshaping things. If he's been given the latitude of, hey, the farm system, player development, all that, it's yours to play with. It's yours to do whatever you need to do with. You don't need to answer to anyone. You can kind of do what you need to do. I think that's really enticing. And I don't think every organization would have given the latitude to say, hey, player development is all yours, or hey, scouting is all yours, or hey, you can run this in your vision. Again, I don't know about the financial assurances that have been made. Those questions were kind of dodged by both Toboni and ownership today. But if he's been given the latitude of, hey, you can spend X amount of money within wherever you need to, or hey, you can make whatever hires you need to, I think that that's probably really compelling for a guy who probably, if he had waited an offseason, would have had other teams lining up to hire him.
Spencer, thank you for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You got it. Read him in the Washington Post. Does a good job covering the Nats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.